Nigeria is getting a lot of bad press these days. The suspect in the attempted airline bombing over Detroit is Nigerian, and the country has another problem. Its president hasn't been seen in 6 weeks. He's been receiving medical treatment in Saudi Arabia for a heart condition. The Nigerian government says he's doing well, but hasn't said when he'll return. He's been gone so long that there's an attempt now to force him from office. NPR's Ofabia Quist-Arkton reports from the capital, Abuja.
When Umaru Musa Eradua was campaigning to become president 3 years ago, his poor health was already an issue. There was concern when he had to rush off for treatment abroad for a recurring kidney problem at the height of the campaign. Eradua was asked then whether he had the energy and strength to lead Africa's most populous nation, and made light of the matter in this BBC archive recording.
I'm pleased that I am a normal person, because I know it is normal people who fall sick. It is abnormal people who go through life without being ill.
Officials say Eradua is in hospital in Saudi Arabia receiving treatment for heart problems. But Nigerians are asking how Africa's top oil exporter, with a long history of divisive military rule, can afford to be leaderless at such a critical time. There's increasing international attention directed at Nigeria in the midst of the bungled alleged terror bombing in the US by Nigerian Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Back home here in Abuja, everyone seems to have a view about their president's silence during this crisis.
We wish him quick recovery, but we also wish that he should hand over to his deputy so that the country can move on. And now we don't even know whether he's still alive.
The presidential dilemma has sparked legal challenges in court to try to oblige Eradua to explain his absence, prove he's still able to govern Nigeria, or hand over to his vice president.
There's nothing personal, we're talking law. And once you have withdrawn our location.
A lively session in the Federal High Court in Abuja this week considered lawsuits against the government, accusing President Eradua of breaching the constitution by remaining in power while being unable to govern. The legal cases were brought by the Nigerian Bar Association and prominent human rights lawyer Femi Falana. He said Nigerians were tired of the secrecy surrounding their president.
He owes the country some explanation as to his state of health. The Attorney General says, yes, we agree, he was hospitalized, but he's able to perform the functions of his office. Now, the only way you can resolve that is to have evidence, the medical report, written by doctors who are treating him, verifying their claim. We want the court to intervene in the interest of political stability of the country.
The High Court is scheduled to hold hearings Wednesday. Meanwhile, Nigeria's Foreign Minister, Ojo Madueke, told the BBC there was no crisis and that the president was still in charge from his hospital bed.
Those who are around him give us a very optimistic assessment. We are concerned that he gets well soon.
But the perception remains that without strong leadership, a dangerous vacuum could lead to more political squabbling and maneuvering in Nigeria. It's just a year till the next presidential election here, and most Nigerians simply want an end to daily power and water shortages and long lines at gas stations. They want their president back home to deliver on these promises. Ofabia Quist-Arkton, NPR News, Abuja.